Okay, we're talking to Elizabeth Rowley. She is part of the Hudson Valley Gives program, which is all day today. First of all, are you happy with the number of people that signed up to be recipients?
Absolutely. We are thrilled. This year, we have a record number of organizations participating at 275 individual charitable causes.
You'll be happy to know that the first thing this morning, I got emails from two different organizations in two different counties.
Terrific.
Telling me that today is the day.
Today is the day. Give us all your money.
Well, last year you almost raised $1 million in one day. That's amazing.
Yeah, last year we were at $800,000. And, you know, really reflecting back, this is the 10th year we've been doing this Hudson Valley Gives initiative. And the first year we raised about $145,000. So it's really grown tremendously. And if you think about everything that's happened in the last 10 years, it's really been a roller coaster ride. But we really put a lot of effort into this day because we believe that it's an opportunity for all organizations to come together to celebrate charitable giving, celebrate community, and for donors and community members to give back and get engaged in a whole host of ways.
I love your phrase, too, give where you live, right? And that's so important. People don't understand sometimes that if they donate locally, that money will stay local.
Absolutely. It's just like shopping local, dining local, staying local. It's the same kind of idea. I mean, when you think about the nonprofits and you look through this list, there are many organizations that you and I frequent and, you know, visit, arts and cultural groups, environmental organizations, education institutions, not to mention disability services, poverty and hunger, women's issues, you name it, it's in the mix there.
All right. So today's the day. We've made that very plain and simple. And how do people give today? What's the best way for them to go?
So the best thing for people to do today is visit hvgives.org, which is the website that powers this day. That's where you can see all of the activity. There's a tally right on the homepage that will be climbing all day. And then you can search by cause. You can search by zip code. You can really look through those 275 organizations and find something that moves you and inspires you and give back. And also, you know, consider volunteering. That's a big part of our message today. That organizations, of course, need money, need funds to keep the lights on and keep the programs running. But we also really encourage folks to think about giving of their time and their talent as well. There are a lot of organizations that could really use the support and the expertise that we all have in our day-to-day lives. It really means a lot to these entities.
All right, so HV Gives is today. It's like Christmas for you, right?
I mean, it is. This is the day. We've been gearing up for this, I mean, all year, really. But yes, absolutely. This is what it's all about for us. The Community Foundation, you know, where I officially work, you know, we're all about connecting people who care with causes that matter. That's our slogan, and that's what Hudson Valley Gives is really all about.
Okay, well, I'll give you $100 right now.
Woo!
I don't have it in cash, but I can Venmo you?
That sounds good. I'll take your Venmo and turn it into an online donation. Absolutely. We love that. But yes, hvgives.org. Check it out all day. It goes till midnight, but I do want to mention that the donation button will be live until May 31st. So just in case you forget, your day gets busy and, you know, the 24 hours is over, you can still, you know, pop on that site until the end of the month and give where you live.
All right, Elizabeth, thank you so much for your time and what a day it's going to be for you. I can't wait to hear the results.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate all the support.